You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Mona Haidar is the Syrian-American rapper known for her 2017 breakout song, Hijabi, a song about Muslim women choosing to wear the traditional headscarf. So even if you hate it, I still rap my hijab, rap my hijab, rap my hijab, rap my hijab. Now Haidar is out with her latest EP, Barbarican. She spoke with Michigan Radio's Mercedes Mejia about her new music and her Flint roots.
You are a chaplain, a mother of two boys, and a poet. Do you remember those first poems you wrote?
I have a kindergarten journal. One of the poems is, I am mood, I am dude, I am Muna. I've always found the world just beautifully poetic. I was sort of an introverted, shy child, and I grew up in the apple tree in our backyard, and I just found the world kind of magical, and poetry somehow can capture magic.
And when did you start writing songs?
You know, I would be writing songs literally in my head on my walk home from the bus stop in first grade from Randall's Elementary. And it was just this crazy thing where I felt it, like, deep down in my heart that it was a part of me. But I also grew up in a culture where music wasn't necessarily permissible, at least of the variety that I wanted to take part in, that I wanted to learn to be a part of, was impermissible. It was haram. And so, you know, it wasn't really an option.
Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah. I mean, growing up in a household where, like, Islam is this deeply beautiful, meaningful tradition that, like, I was just taught from a place of love that you practice because of love for your neighbor, love for God, love for the whole, you know, multiverse. But some of the interpretations are sort of lost in translation, you know, between, like, a translation literally from one language to another or one culture to another. And so growing up, I just had this thirst for also sacred knowledge and sacred learning, and I had a yearning for that. And so I went to Damascus. I studied for a bit, but even here in the States, I sat with teachers and I studied. And I came to find through my own searching that the religion doesn't actually deem music impermissible, that that's one school of thought, that that's one opinion. And so, you know, when I sort of figured that out and, like, realized that it was going to be okay, I wasn't going to burn in hell eternally for following my heart, you know, man, I went for it.
Surfing around all the mega hate. Imagine no kind of misogyny. Wear what I want, no apologies. Show all these foolish men how to be. Gotta make my babies proud of me. This burkini, my sunblock. This burkini, my slingshot.
Tell us what was on your mind while you were writing this EP.
Whew, you know, I am a Muslim woman, a woman of color, in a country that was built on and constructed on the foundations of genocide of the indigenous people, of stolen people from Africa who were enslaved and literally built this country on their backs. And so that karma is still haunting this country. And it's still at play. All of those systems and structures are still completely at play. The anti-Black racism of our society is inherent to the DNA, the fabric of all of what this country is. And I know that that's hard for a lot of people to hear, especially people who don't experience it. And that was on my mind. And so the EP is a lot about decolonizing our minds, as for me, at least, as a woman who comes from a colonized background. It's about resisting standards of beauty that are not affirming of all people, of all body types, of all skin colors, of all, you know, shapes and sizes that we come in as people, as humans. Barbarican is a love note to the world, that whoever you are, wherever you are, you should love yourself. Barbarian, that's how you really feel? Like you didn't start war over all your fields? Opium, poppy seeds, money.
money moves. Cardi B tried to make me hate me from my hips and nose. Now they got imposters on a spread in Vogue. Not a single feature that they let us own. Oh, they packing fillers. Ultra light beam metaphysical, power no longer invisible, your beauty standard is cynical, a revolution is so critical, power so deep and so mystical, they say the personal is so political, women our future is winnable, we gotta be indivisible, we them barbarians, beautiful and scaring them.
I want to talk about the song Suicide Doors. I read that it's a song about your friend that died by suicide.
Nobody wanna talk about it. She used to say I'm too dark, habibi. She used to say I'm too thick, habibi. But even then she was so thin, habibi. The songs were all right there.
What was it like writing this song?
You know, it's hard being back in Flint for a lot of reasons. Even just visiting briefly because, you know, there's a lot of pain here for me around that story. And it was a difficult thing to go through for especially her family, especially the community. And I can't speak to their experience. I can't speak to any of that. But all I can say is that, you know, when tragedy like that strikes, there is a sort of invitation to ask those who survive, you know, what are you doing with your life? And in the song, I try to say that, you know, it doesn't matter what a car looks like on the outside, you know, like suicide doors on a car are like fancy doors, you know, they open upwards, they don't open out. And it doesn't matter if a car has the most beautiful paint job, if it has suicide doors on it, if it's like the, you know, Ferrari or Maserati, whatever, if it's ugly and nasty on the inside, you know, like, are we caring for our insides the same way we care for our outsides? And for me, it was a real moment of me asking myself, am I really living? What am I doing with my life? And that was actually when I decided to leave my life in Flint and I moved to northern New Mexico to an off-grid interspiritual community. And it was what I had to do to, like, wake up to myself as an artist. I was substitute teaching before that. You know, I was not living my purpose. And I realized that either I was going to stop living or I was going to start living, you know, that I had a choice. And so that experience really shook me. You know, I hope that the song lands in such a way that people can feel it as an invitation to do that inner work to heal, to love themselves enough to want to truly live their lives in health and beauty.
I'm curious what the response has been from your friends, your family, your community.
You know, I went to school at U of M Flint, and one of my professors was my greatest inspiration. Her name's Tracy Curry, and she taught at U of M Flint in the communications department, and she changed my life. She told me that my voice was important, and she's out here celebrating every time I succeed. You know, here's this beautiful Black woman who taught me that my voice is important in this world, that I need to speak my truth for my community, for my people. And it's interesting, you know, because I would say that Flint in general is very proud. I've received so much love from people in Flint that just, like, we're so proud of you. We're so grateful that you're out there representing Flint in such a positive way. And then you have other people who are like, maybe you shouldn't be doing this. Be a good girl. Don't make waves. You know, you're representing us badly. You're misrepresenting us. I feel like the good outweighs the bad, though. You know, people are always going to have something to say. There are always going to be naysayers. And I'm just happy that there's a world where I can express my heart and that people are interested.
Mona Haydar's latest EP, Barbarican, is out now. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Mercedes. It was a good time. Beautiful barbarian.